Harrowing stories of local ambulance wait times. Patients have shared their ambulance wait time horror stories, with some even claiming they had to wait as long as 15 hours while suffering from internal bleeding. NHS figures obtained from the Freedom of Information requests show East Suffolk and the North East Essex Trust patients with a condition like heart attack or stroke waited 45 minutes and 53 seconds for an ambulance, a 56.67% increase from 2019. Those with life-threatening or serious conditions, meanwhile, had to wait 9 minutes and 39 seconds for an ambulance on average, an 11.7% increase from 2019. According to the findings, the longest wait time a patient endured for Category 1 and Category 2 calls were 1 hour, 35 minutes and 9 seconds and 20 hours, 38 minutes and 45 seconds respectively. For patients under the jurisdiction of the Mid and South East Essex Trust, the average wait time was 8 minutes and 25 seconds for Category 1 calls and 41 minutes and 45 seconds for Category 2 calls in 2023, a 6.77 and 30.6% increase from 2019. The longest wait times at the Mid and South East Essex Trust, meanwhile, were 2 hours, 20 minutes and 30 seconds for Category 1 and 16 hours and 49 minutes and 16 seconds for Category 2. Publication of the figures on social media led residents to tell the Evening Gazette Facebook page of some of the concerning experiences they have had while in need of an ambulance. Joanne Cook said her mum suffered internal bleeding and had to wait 15 and a half hours as she couldn't get to the hospital herself as she'd disabled and can't walk. Miss Cook added, "The ambulance service phoned twice in that time to monitor her symptoms. We were told she was actually a priority. It's scary, but we understood it's not the paramedic's fault. It was all well in the end." Adrian Arnott, meanwhile, revealed how his elderly mum sustained a broken hip yet had to wait 6 hours for an ambulance crew to arrive. With his mum crying and in pain, he called the service at 10 p.m, but paramedics did not get to the home until 4 a.m. He had tried to move his mum himself, but could not lift or move her over the house steps. Sarah Fenn said her partner, who has a rare genetic disease, had a 13-hour delay before waiting 7 hours in hospital to be triaged. And Emma Goodson, who lives in Messing, said, our son has a flag on his name and our address, and a couple of times we've had an ambulance come from Ipswich or Sudbury, even though it was a Category 2 call. We've always had fabulous paramedics, though. They do their best." A spokesman added, "We have worked with our partners to reduce response times, and these have improved significantly since the end of last year. We are working on numerous ways in which we can further improve our response times and increase our resources. The East of England Ambulance Service frontline clinicians have increased by 300, delivering a 10% increase in ambulance hours. 29 new Ford vehicles are also due to join its fleet by May, with a further 63 due over the following 6 months, as well as 40 more Renaults this financial year. Dr. Adrian Boyle, President of the Royal College of Emergency Medicine, a union which covers ambulance service, believes ambulance delays are a relatively new problem. He added, "We were not seeing the kinds of delay we do today 10 years ago. The fundamental issue is that handovers at hospitals take too long because emergency departments are simply too full. We continue to encourage decision makers to adopt the recommendations in our Resuscitate Emergency Care campaign to reduce overcrowding and provide equitable and safe emergency care for all.